This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
One of my favorite guests on the program is Brad Meltzer. He is the incredible television superstar, author. He saves Superman's house. He does all these great things. And then he slums it once in a while with us. And we're glad to have him here. Brad, how are you, sir?
I was going to thank you for lowering your standards by having me on.
Well, see, then we think alike. We think alike. So, Brad, last time
you knew me since I had hair. That's how long you know me.
the last time you were on, you found, or you thought you had found, and you were about to release all the information, the 9/11 flag, the flag that is in that famous picture with the firefighters at the World Trade Center. Most people don't know this, but it was lost or stolen. Which was it, Brad?
It was actually, no one knows is the real answer. It went to the hands, the person who actually took it says that someone gave it to her, but no one can verify that part of the story. What we know is she then took it and gave it to someone who was a flag collector. And that flag collector saw me on television talking about that this is the part I could never tell you them, is that I went to the History Channel. I said to them, I'm going to find artifacts by telling their stories on TV. And they said, what are you going to find? I said, I don't know, but America is going to always surprise us. And I told the story of the flag from 9/11 that the firefighters raised to Ground Zero. And 4 days later on our show Lost History, a man walks into a fire station and Everett Washington in Washington State. He says, I saw the show Lost History. It was 4 days later of the first show. He says, and I want to bring this flag back. It belongs back here. So I had told you the story that we had found the flag. We authenticated the flag. We got to, on the 15th anniversary of 9/11, unveil that flag in the 9/11 museum where it sits to this day under glass. And now kids can go see proof that real heroes exist. But here's the part I couldn't tell you is when I did the show,
did you have to kill a man to get the flag? I mean, let's soup this story up a bit.
I would have killed a man to get that flag at that point. There's no question. I wanted that sucker back.
Right.
But when I told the story on TV, I said I wanted it back for my friend Michelle Heidenberger, who was a flight attendant who died in the Pentagon crash.
Wow.
And that was who I said, I know there were thousands of people who died. I couldn't focus on them all. It was too much horror, but I could focus on my friend. And on TV, I said, I want it back for her. So now the flag comes back. We unveil it at the 9/11 museum with the head of the museum. The head of the fire department there says to me, Brad, I can't believe it worked. I'm like, I know, I can't believe it either. And when it's done, I said, the guy actually finally stepped forward. Who
the guy from Everett. From Everett.
Yeah, the guy from Everett had wanted his identity a secret. He didn't want anyone to know who he was. He identified himself as a former Marine. But he said now that we unveiled it and the story was out, he wanted to make sure the record was correct. So I went to law enforcement, went to the guys at History Channel, said, can I contact him? I want to say thank you on behalf of the American people. And before I called him, before we unveiled it, I called my friend Michelle Heidenberger's husband, who lost his wife in 9/11. I said, I want you to know we brought it back. We're going to unveil this, and I brought it back for your wife. That's who I did this for. I just want you to know that privately. So now I contact the Marine, and I said, I just want to say thank you on behalf of the American people. And he said to me this, Glenn. He said, I've never told this story on the air anywhere. He said, do you want to know why I returned it? I didn't even ask him. I just said, thank you. He says, I want to know why you brought it back. And he said, because when you were talking on television, you mentioned your friend who died in 9/11. And I just couldn't stop thinking about it when you told that story. And that's why I brought it back as a her. And I was like, that's exactly who I was searching for it for. And it was one of the most amazing endings that if I ever wrote it in one of my thrillers, my editor would say, no one will believe it.
And if you would have said, I want that back for the 3,000 people who lost their lives on 9/11, that would not have
had the
effect.
It wouldn't have made a dent.
No. It just wouldn't have, because we don't respond that way.
So tell me, Brad, and I don't want to disparage this guy at all. I mean, what he did was heroic and honorable. Is he a wealthy flag collector or just a guy who collects flags?
No, and here's where you're going to do. I did the same thing you just did, which I was like, what did he get that he brought it back, right?
I actually don't think that. I have another question, but go ahead.
No, and here's the thing that's going to make you love the guy.
You're a bad person, Brad, for thinking that.
You really are, Brad. We're superior.
Really guilty,
all right,
I'm a bad person. I'm going to ruin my badness.
We wanted to have you on today because everybody, you know, they're going into a weekend and we want them to know you are still better than
Brad Meltzer. At least.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
Right. whatever the bar is, I'm lower than that bar. And but here's what happens is we offered a $10,000 reward for bringing it back. And to this day, he won't take the reward. He doesn't want it.
Wow.
He said he just wants to do it because it's the right thing to do. And however he got it, everyone doubts, you know, you can say whatever you want. But the guy had the money, the check was already written, and he wouldn't take it, and he still hasn't taken it.
Wow.
He wouldn't take the reward money, $10,000, and he won't even take it. That's really incredible.
That's really great.
So, I wonder if it's possible to accept it on his behalf.
The reason I love it is that that's what the flag is, right? It's you know, symbols. And when you go to museums are like giant books. They tell stories. An object, you know, Glenn and I, we always talked about for many years, the power of an object. And an object in a museum is also like a story. Mm-hmm. And like the best stories don't just entertain you. They tell you something about us as people. And they show us what we're capable of. And that's what that artifact is, right? It shows us, it's like a mirror, and it shows us who we are. And it shows us that doing the right thing and being a real hero is possible. And when kids go see in the 9/11 museum now that flag, they can see that what a real hero can do in a real life situation.
So the Mercury Museum that we have this unbelievable D-Day flag that is just awe-inspiring, landed on the beaches on D-Day. And that flag was supposed to be sold at auction. It was expected to sell for $25,000. It ended up selling for $400 and something, a flag that is not nearly as impressive as the D-Day flag that we have, just sold at auction. We just saw it for $575,000.
Oh, my gosh.
How much?
So what you're saying is that we shouldn't have paid $10,000.
Yes. How much do you, I don't think it could be sold. It would have to stay in his family to be able to be sold, or it would have to stay privately held. And I think it would be grotesque until about 50 years from now. But at some point, I mean, how much do you think that flag would be worth if it was sold on the open market?
Well, I can tell you, because to get the flag to the museum, we actually found the flag 2 years ago. It took us a year to authenticate it. The other year was spent trying to extricate it from the insurance claim that was made against it when it went missing. And all that paperwork, it was an insurance company, and you know, Chubb kindly paid the claim, took the money back, and then they were the ones who actually donated to the museum. At this point, I forget the number. Let's say it was $50,000 to $100,000. But it, obviously, that was because that was what was paid in September of 2001.
Oh, my gosh.
What it's worth now is, you know, it's the most famous. Mm. That flag is the most famous flag of the 21st century. And someone
For sure.
said to us, beside the Iwo Jima flag, Sure. it's the most recognizable flag that currently exists.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's the flag from 9/11 and the Iwo Jima flag are the two that people know more than any other. Maybe the moon flag, they said, was a third.
So Chubb,
but those were it.
That one's hard to retrieve, though. The one on the moon.
It's gonna cost a hell of a lot to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
The one on the moon.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
A few dollars.
All you have to do is go to a movie studio in Hollywood and pick that thing up. I mean,
I was gonna say. Yeah. And by the way, I'm at a studio in Hollywood. I'm literally from Los Angeles today, so I probably can find one cheap for you here.
Yeah, I mean, it's still on the soundstage.
Yeah,
you know, they put bungee cords on Armstrong, and that's the way they did that. I mean, we all know they didn't actually go to the moon. You've got a new book out. I mean, you are more prolific than I am.
What do you write, like 19 books a year? Is that what it is now?
Well, the thing is, I started writing children's books because I realized I can write far faster when I just write books with 30 pages in them. And I feel much more accomplished.
You've got this one out, and all of them are, you know, I am George Washington, I'm Abe Lincoln, yada, yada. This one is I'm Jim Henson. Why was Henson important for you to do?
You know, and listen, it's the same reason why we did this series. It's my kids. When my son, who loves baseball, I did I Am Jackie Robinson for him, because I looked at reality TV show stars and people who are famous for being famous. And, you know, our kids are being fed garbage through their eyeballs every day with each refresh. And it's enough. So I gave him I Am Jackie Robinson. My daughter loves our dog, loves animals. I did I Am Jane Goodall for her. But my son is a creator, loves to color. And I was like, who do I get that's creative for him? We did I Am Jim Henson. And Jim Henson, you know, for those who don't know, is the creator of the Muppets and Sesame Street.
Do you think that...
And what I...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, and to me, when I was 5 years old, Jim Henson on Sesame Street taught me that you could use your creativity to put good into this world. Hmm. And that's all we're trying to do with this series is I use my own creativity, hoping to try and put a little more good in this world by giving our kids real heroes they could look up
so
to.
So you're saying I Am Kim Kardashian is next.
So, we'll never... ever. I will be a dead man before that happens, right?
And we'll kill you if you do it. So,
I mean, you thought I would kill for the flag.
Right. We'll kill you if you make that book. Brad,
right.
Jim Henson, is he the genius because he came up with great characters? He came up with a system? He changed puppets? What is it that you think is his main gift?
Yeah, so here are my two. One is I love teaching my kids how he got his start, because Jim Henson wanted to be in television, and he wanted, you know, your job, and he wanted to be in TV, and he went to the TV station and said, you know, kind of a job. They said no. He was dejected. He was devastated, and he saw an ad that they had for puppeteers. Went to the library, checked out a book on puppetry, came back to the exact same place and says, I'm a puppeteer. Will you hire me? And I want my kids to know that if you see an obstacle, you go around it. My kids need, you know, our kids today, they don't learn that. We create these paper-thin kids, and a wind blows, and they get knocked over. And so that's one. Is like, you know, Kermit the Frog and Ernie, and those are fine, but it's how you get there. You have to fail, and that's how you rise. And the bigger thing, though, for me when it comes to the Muppets is, you know, listen, the Muppets and Ernie and Bert, they're nostalgia. And nostalgia is a trap. Just because it's old doesn't mean it's good. But when I went back and looked at it, what I love about Jim Henson is his strength is not that he does a funny voice or that he does a cute song. What I love is that there's an undercurrent that cuts through the Muppets and Sesame Street, and it's the idea about being good, that being good and kindness and generosity and creating and dreaming, these are ideas that should never get old. And I will never apologize for being a do-gooder. I think we apologize for that today. We make it like something that you should look down on. I will never ever apologize for being a do-gooder. And I love that Jim Henson stands for that. And I think especially where we are in this world right now, we need to remind our kids that you don't need a reality show. You don't need to be famous for being famous. Just do good to other people, right? Well, we go to the Bible for it, right? It's as biblical as it gets. And that's what the undercurrent and the beauty of what he offered is he fed that message to everyone through, of all things, little green puppets and talking frogs.
You can follow Brad Meltzer at Brad Meltzer, his new book is I Am Jim Henson. It's a children's book with 30 pages, and it's really good. The whole series is really good. And one of the best guests we can ever have, because he always brings something really fascinating from history onto the program with. You know what? You're like the guy that used to bring the monkey on Johnny Carson. That's who you are.
I'm just without the monkey. I'm just, or maybe I am.
That's right. That's
wait,
right.
I got to tell you this. This is the craziest thing that happened, and I know you'll appreciate it.
Okay, hang on, because I've got to take a network break, and then we'll come back and you can tell us. Okay. Today is Friday the 13th. Yay. We're supposed to have an unlucky day.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.